This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Lamed Beis. We pick it up on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We're on the first wide line. Hayabato min asela lo yomar lo iten li sela. If in the course of returning the Aveda, he would be batal from doing work that he would have made a sela's worth of money. Lo yomar lo, he should not say to the owner, ten li sela. Elanoslo schar kepoil batal. Rather, he just gets paid like a poil batal. Says the Gemara Tanan, noisin lo scharoi. Kepoil batal. My kepoil batal, what does that mean? I'm Rabbiya. Kepoil batal shall oisai melacha de batal mimenu. What does it mean? Like a poil batal. What it means is, says the Gemara, like a worker who wanted it to be batal, that instead of doing a certain type of work, oisai melacha. If you look at Rashi, about 8 lines to the end of the Amid, Rashi says, kama adam reitza litel, how much would a person take? And how much would he detract from his wages? And not have to do the difficult work that he's in the middle of doing. And rather, and do an easier type of work like this. That is the amount of money he would get paid. And we continue with the Gemara. 3 lines from the bottom. Yisham bezdin masnim bifnehem. Says the Gemara, Isser v'Rav Safra avid iskabadi adadi. Those were two people's names. Isser and Rav Safra did business together. Azul Rav Safra poliglei beloi daite de Isser. Rav Safra went and he divided up the merchandise without the das of Isser, bape, beitrei, in front of two people. Rabbi Huna said to him, go bring three people who you did the division in front of. Inami, or else if you can't bring three people that you did the division in front of, as we turn over to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Trei Migoi Tlasa. Two of the three people, and the two people could testify that they were part of a three-person Bezdin, that you did the division in front of, and the Gemara is proving, like we said in our Mishnah, that if one would want to do such, it would have to be in front of a Bezdin, it would have to be in front of three people. Continues the Gemara in the top line of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Vinami, or else the third option, Trei Sadi, Depaglis, Bape, Bei, Tlasa. Two other people that know that he said this in front of three people. So Amar Lei, Rav Safra says, Manala Chaha, where do you know this from? Amar Lei, he responds to Tanan, our Mishnah, Em Yesham Bezdin, Masa Bifnei, Em Ein Sham Bezdin, Bifnei Miyasne, Shalai Kaidem, he comes first. What do we see? We see that you need a Bezdin. Amar Lei, what's your Raya? Me dummy. Hasam Dababig, Mimayna Meha, you Maisiv Lahai. Being on Bezdin, in the case of the Mishnah, you're taking money from person A and you're giving it to person B. The finder is demanding money for returning the lost object, and that's the reason why you need a proper Bezdin. Aval Hacha, but here in our case, Didei Shakel, he's taking his own object. He's not taking anything more, and therefore, Gili Melsabamav Trei Sagilei, and therefore with two people it suffices, and that's the reason why indeed, when Isser and Rav Safra split up the business and Rav Safra wanted to do something on his own, he did it in front of two people, and it merely was taking his share, he wasn't taking and giving from his own. Teida says the Gemara, I'll bring you a Rai. Titinan, we learned in the Mishnah, Amana Mecheret Shleib of Nebez, and Amana could sell property of her deceased husband's estate, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, not in front of Bezdin. Amr Le Abayo. Valami Yitzmar Allah, do we not learn? Amr Rav Yezbar Minumi, Amr Rav Nachman, Almana Eino Yitzricha Bezdin, Shal Mumchen. But clearly, Aval Yitzricha Bezdin, Shal Adyaita, if we don't have a Raya from Almana. But the Gemara sticks to its own that Lamaisa, that we could learn that our Mishnah is not a Raya, because our Mishnah is taking from one person and giving to the next, and not merely revealing whose portion it is. Continue from the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Matza beref ezein chayiv ba, bershus rabim chayiv ba. If you find an animal in a barn, one does not have to retrieve it and return it because you have no reason to assume it was lost. Whereas Rishus Rabim Chayaba, Vim Aisa Bebesa Kvara, Slayi Tamila, and you're a Kayin, you don't have to come Tami to return the object. And Amr Lay Aviv, his father says, Itami, Yoshamr Lay Al Tachzir, Lo Yishma Lo, you don't have to listen to your father when it's going contrary to the Torah. Parak Vitar and Parak Tatar, and Afilu Arba Vachamisha Bamim, you load it, unload it even 4 or 5 times. Chayiv, you have to continue doing such. And Amar, a pasuk that we quoted the other day, Azoiv to Azoiv, you have to surely help, teaching us even many times. Halach v'yashav loy. Excuse me. Halach v'yashav loy. If what happened is he went and he sat down, you're in the middle of helping this guy's animal, and the owner just goes and he's chilling on the side of Amar. And the owner says, listen, hayav olach ha-mitzah, you have a mitzah to help me. I'm resayin chalif rai parok. So then Allah is potter. If the owner is not going to help, you do not have to do it for him. Shenemar, azoiv to azoiv, imoi with him. And my yazakin achayla chayiv, mitzah min atar lefroik, avalo yitoin. Midaraisa, the mitzah is only to do prika, to unload and not to load. Rav Shimon Aymer, afletan even to load. Rav Yisigli Aymer, my yalav, yeser al masai, ein zakik loy. If he had a burden that was too much and he wasn't really able to carry, then you don't have to help him. Shenemar tachas masai, masai shechalamed boy. Only a load that he was able to carry, and not if he's carrying too much. We continue with the Gemara, beginning discussing the first part of the Mishnah, which was that if an animal is lost in a refes, you do not have to return it to its owner. Amar Rava, begins Rava and teaches refes shamru, this refes, this barn that we're discussing, einai mate ve'einai mishameres. It's a barn that would not incite the animal to run away. Ve'ina mishameres, nor does it protect the animal. It's a middle ground. Explains Rava, einai mate medikhtani einai chayu, but you're not obligated to return it. Clearly, the animal's not going to run away. Ve'ina mishameres, mitzi israch lemisni einai chayu. But for the fact that Mishnah teach such a case must be that the area is not watched. Because the area is guarded, woe the chiddush be. Of course, you don't have to do anything. The animal's perfectly fine. If you find an animal outside, you have to return it. Like, would you have to say such a case? The case must be the animal is not watched. And that is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that because it's in a place that's not going to run away, therefore you're still not obligated to deal with it. 4 lines, the medium says line continues the Gemara, Matzah Berefes Ein Chayiv. The animal has to be within a tchum. Mechlal, from here we could deduce. On the end of the mission, on that din, when are you chayiv? The exact flip case. And we continue on the second medium-sized line. Lo yitame lo tanu rabba onan. Continues explaining the Gemara, minayin, how do we know? Shemamer lo yaviv yitame yoshamer lo yal tachzir. Your father tells you to become dumb here not to return the object. How do we know? Shlo yishma lo yishenemer. Ish imay vaviv tirayu veshab soyzai tishmaru. Ani Hashem. From here we learn out, kolchav chayiv v'chvoydi, father, mother, and person. Time to go to Rachman Hashem, say tishmayru. Hola v'chayiv amino siyat alei, listen to the father. V'amai, says the Gemara, why do we need a special pasuk to teach us not to listen to the parent? Hayasei, v'ayloishasei v'asei. And therefore, pashit losiyasei v'dachis loishasei v'asei. So what would the have amino be to listen? Says the Gemara, it's yourself that the chamina, I would have thought, hayol v'hukash kibar av. Since the pasuk puts them together, from your wealth, so from there I would think maybe there's a higher level you have to listen, even though it's an asay. Normally, and that's goof of the chiddush that lamaisa you do not have to listen. We continue. We're on the first wide line, very wide line. Says the Gemara, mitzvah min atayra lifroig, there's a mitzvah min deraisa to unload the animal. Avaloi, not to load it on my avaloi, what does that mean? Elim avlot klal you have to load it up at all. Maishna prika. Why? Why would you not have to load it up when it comes to prika? Tichsev says the Torah zayv tazayvi mai. Tina nami yoksev akitaki mi mai. Ella rather explains the Gemara mitzvah min ha toira lifroik bechinam. However, you don't have to load up the animal for no money. Ella bischar, Shimon Aimer, af litoin bechinam, tinila ten rabbanon arayo, prika bechinam, tina bischar, Shimon Aimer, zubazu bechinam, maitai mayu derabbanon, where the rabbanon get their tindis, I got them to curve Shimon 5 lines on the bottom. Therefore, I would have said, lech rachmanatina, v'lai bayi prika, v'ana aminan, I would have said, when it comes to ina, it comes to loading up the animal. There's no tsar. Like chazar and kiss doesn't cost you any money. Chaya priko when it comes to unloading, which is a higher level. Why? The ismeit tsar balichayim. The animal's being crushed by its load. The chazar and kiss. Like kol shekein. So hello, the mayachs like kasei rachmana. Why does Torah write it? Loimar lecha to teach us a new din. The Torah had to explicate the din about Tina, the din about Prika, teach us something else, even though ostensibly, Be'etzem, you can yes learn one from the other, but rather it teaches us 3 lines to the bottom. Prika Bechinam, whereas Tina Vizchar. Rav Shimon, my time, oh? Rav Shimon, Messiah Mikra, it's not explicit in the Pasuk of Rabban, and my name, Messiah Mikra, Chiksev Rav Yitzchak's Masayos, Chiksev Neuf Lematarech, Duramu Inu, Ternobe, or Chomashma, Rav Shimon. So how does Rav Shimon answer? The Chum seemingly have an explicit Pasuk that the animal is being crushed under its load. Says the Rav Shimon, the case is seemingly implying that what? The animal's lying in the road and the burden is on it. That's the only case that we could learn from it. Amar Rav says, Rav, as we turn over to Lamebez and Mebez. Medivrei Shnehem. From the aforementioned Machlaikas, we have the opinion of the Rav Chachamim, we have the opinion of Rav Shimon. Comes along the Gemara, comes along Rava, and he explains midivrei shneim. You know, we can learn out nil matzar balei chayim derais. It would seem that one detail which is not debated, as the top Rashi points out, but the kamitar vayu prika adifa, sounds like everyone concludes that the element of animal pain, that is a din deraisa. Va'afilu Rav Shimon loy ka'amar. In what aspect was Rav Shimon arguing only? Al Misham Dolom Mesai Mikra, it's not explicit. Avol Mesai Mikra, Darshinan, Kalva Chaymer. Misham, Darshin Kalva Chaymer. Misham Mai, where did the Kalva Chaymer come from? La Misham Sarbel Chayim. Darshinan, it would seemingly be because Darbel Chayim is a deraisa, and therefore you'd always have a heavier hand when the animal's in pain. So proves the Gemara that seemingly from here we have a raya. An age-old question that Sarva Lechayim is indeed a deraisa. Responds the Gemara, Lambezim and Beis, 5 lines down, Dimel Misham Dika Chisar and Kiss. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe the reason why it's more important to unload the animal is because it involves a monetary loss. Vachik Amar, and this is the Chiddush. Ma Tina the last week chasarin kiss chayiv. When it comes to Tina, there's no loss caused if the animal's not loaded. Meaning, when it comes to unloading, the animal's getting damaged. When it comes to loading, like chasarin kiss, preaching this week chasarin kiss, like Holshkein. Utina in bach chasarin kiss says more. 1 second, what's going on over here? Why are you assuming that Tina loading up the animal doesn't involve a loss? So we said maybe in a very simplistic level it means that the animal's not suffering, so the animal's not getting damaged. Says Gemara, no, it's not what it means. That's sar. What's chsarin kiss? Chsarin kiss is very simple. You have to go and bring the wares to the market. So as the Gemara loading it up as well should involve such a loss. Or we should be nervous that none of them are going to come and take away your items. Whatever you have with it. So says the Gemara, why are you saying there's no chasar and kiss? There seemingly is as well chasar and kiss from by Te'ina. And the Gemara proves this Teda. We could indeed prove. That's up. No, excuse me. We just said that maybe because of chasar and kiss, That's the reason there's no raya to sar bali chayim. To that we responded that Teina, what do you mean it doesn't bal chasar and kiss, there's no raya. So the Gemara goes full circle, says, okay, let's go back to our original discussion of sar bali chayim. Teida, bring your raya to the raisa. The Gatani sefer, Rav Yosef Eliyahu, Omer Mayolav Yasra Amasai, if it's more than his load upon him, what's the inference from Rav Yosi? The Tanakama suffer that Zakukloi, even though it's too large of a load. My time of the reason be Lamisham. The Tsar Balechayim de Araisa says the Gemara, maybe not. Delma, perhaps what's going on over here, Betachas Masai Pligi. Maybe they argue, what does the Pasik mean? There is he suffered that Shin Dachas Masai, Masai Shechalamud boy. So says the Gemara again, we do not necessarily have a raya. And Teda, let's bring a raya to that which we just said is true. The Tzar Balechayim loved the raya. So says the Gemara, let's flip it around. Seemingly we have a raya the other way. Diktani Reisha Alach Liyashav Laiv Amr Laihayav Alach Limsay Plifray Paruk Pater Shinamar Ima. If the owner says, you go do yours, I'm going to hang out on the side. We said you're Pater because the Pasuk says Ima. Says the Gemara, "V'isachol dat tzar bal chayim is deraisa." Mali isalamari behadei. Mali ki lasalamari behadei. Who cares if the owner's helping you? Lo ilam tzar bal chayim deraisa. Says the Gemara, a beautiful, simple raya. If tzar bal chayim were to have been a deraisa, then how there could there be a patur that the owner is not helping you? Who cares about the owner? The animal itself is in pain. Says the Gemara, Mi Savr is Potter, Potter Ligamri, Delma Potter, Bechina Vachai Vischar, Vachi Kamarachmano. Ki, say the Mara Behadi when the owner is with you. Avad Gabe Bechina, then you have an obligation to help him for free. Chilas, the Mara Behadi, Avad Gabe Vischar, Palaylam, Sar Belechai Vischar. So says the Gemara, okay, we shall bring a Raya, love the Raya, so we refute that. So the Gemara circles, and concludes, Olam Tzar Balechayim Der Raisa. Really, Tzar Balechayim is indeed a Der Raisa, and that is conclusive. So we conclude today's shiur, 5 lines from the wide lines that the Gemara says, Lema Misayei Alei. Let us bring a Raya to this sheet of Rava that indeed Tzar Balechayim is a Din Der Raisa. Behemas Akom Metabel Bak Behemis Yisrael. Says the Gemara, you have to deal with a behemoth of a guard like a Yiddish, a behemoth, Yam Bershom, Rasabel Chaim, Der Raisa, Shamachim, Metabla, Kibemis, Esau, makes sense. The Yam Bershom, Rasabel Chaim, Lav, Der Raisa, Mai, Metabla, Kibemis, Esau, why are you dealing with the animal of the guard like the animal of a Yid? So explains the Gemara, no Raya. You know why? Also, Mishamev, there'll be hatred with the Goyim. Hachinam is Tavra, says the Gemara, this is logical. The Gatanya, Mai, Satuna, Yayin. Also, Yayin, also, if he's laden with forbidden wine, Ain Zakakloy. So yeah, Mishama loved the rice and Shabbat Chayin Zakulai because he's carrying forbidden goods. You don't have to help him. Eliyamir the rice of the Sarbel Chaim is the rice. Amayin is the Zakulai. Why would you not have to help him? Says the Gemara, Achi Kamar again. No Raya Del Taina Ayin Aser Ein Zakulai to help him load up Aser wine. That is what we said. Ein Zakulai. And we go a job further. Tashema. Continuing trying to prove Isar Belechayim Daraisa Darabanan, one more Raya says the Gemara, 5 lines into the very wide line, Isar Belechayim is Daraisa. Says the Raisa, Behemas Akum Umasoy Yisrael. We have an animal of a guy and the package is Jewish, Vichadalta. Then we apply the posse, you can refrain, meaning you don't have to help the guy. V'yamr Isar Belechayim Daraisa, my Vichadalta, why do you have to help him? Mazav Tazay Mi Bayele, you should surely have to help him. So seemingly Tzar Bal Chaim loved the raisa. Says the Gemara, no. Lo ilam, really, I'll tell you. Tzar Bal Chaim is indeed a deraisa. Also, Betina, I'm talking about loading up the animal. Yachim, a seif at the end of the raisa says, Behem az Yisrael, um asoyakum, a flip case, azoif da azoif. But 1 second, vi Betina, my azoif da azoif. Mishem Tzar di Yisrael. So the Gemara, Yachim, if you're raisha now, me, should be the same din. Reisha bechamor akom seva bechamor Yisrael. My poska says Gemara the classical kasha. How do you know? Stama demelze inchi baser chamrei azil. The people are like their animals. A Jewish animal will be like such. Vachadalta vazavta azoy v'priko udechsivi. Says the Gemara. What do you mean? But azoy to azoy, the chadalta are both written by prika, not by teina, only by unloading. Amalei amani rivisik lili damar sar balechayim lav deraisa. Braisa is going with the rivisik lili. Different are no kashos. We'll pick it up from here, continuing to try to prove whether.